Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
After what will be 3 series on board the TARDIS, it's rumoured that Jodie Whittaker will be leaving the role of the Doctor after Series 13 airs later this year. So of course it's time to speculate on who might be taking on the role of Doctor 14. I'm Rich, welcome to Who Culture, and these are 10 actors who could play the 14th Doctor. Number 10, Tilda Swinton. A recurring name in the run-up to the potential announcement of seemingly every new modern Doctor, Tilda Swinton is still a fantastic choice for our favourite Time Lord. Take her great, albeit controversial, portrayal of the Ancient One in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. She's strong within her nature, resides herself with knowledge, grace, and allows her wisdom to guide those around her, whilst also displaying multiple layers of characterization with secrets and boundaries within her own rules. Imagine taking these qualities and transferring them over to her 14th Doctor. You can really see her exhibiting her infinite knowledge of the universe, looking out amongst the stars, evaluating every possible reality, admiring both its beauty and destructive nature. She could bring that ever-loved mystery back to the Doctor, but similar to other entries on this list, her availability would be the downfall to this idea. Number 9, Michael Sheen. Twitter basically cried his name when the Mirror reported on Whittaker's departure, and I can't at all argue with this one. He's just got such good charisma and multiple layers of personality within his performances, and this would translate incredibly well to the Doctor. Suave, sophisticated, but allowing a little room for a bit of silly, Michael Sheen could bring about this goofy yet calming sense of authority. Similar to Peter Capaldi's casting in the role after appearing in the series prior, could Michael Sheen's voicing of House in The Doctor's Wife be played upon in his introduction? Perhaps the TARDIS somehow seeped echoes of the evils in the universe to fuel this Doctor's motivation, in the same way Dr. 12 chose Cacilius' face to remind himself that he can save people. I will happily take Dr. Sheen. Number 8, James McAvoy. Another of the few more ambitious castings on this list, just think of what James McAvoy could bring to the role of the Doctor. Imagine him bringing over what he did with Charles Xavier in the X-Men films. You could see him play this hopeful yet occasionally naive hero that truly believes he can fix the universe one piece at a time, that might see him dropped into an arc that came about because of a mistake he made on an adventure. Think of the Doctor giving the lone Cyberman the Cyberium, but the effects of that playing out over an entire series. It would kick things off with a bit of a downward spiral, but it'd be an enlightening experience to see this Doctor grow and heave himself out of a major pickle. Bonus points for letting McAvoy keep his native accent like pretty much Capaldi did too. Number 7, Andrew Lincoln. You know him as Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead, but we see him as a contender for a spot in front of the TARDIS controls. Grimes was a more morally ambiguous character, and after the 13th Doctor's moral compass being a bit wacky throughout her run, perhaps we could take that approach and capitalize on it with Lincoln. An actor that pours his heart and soul into emotional performances, casting him could open the door to an era of Who that's darker, less forgiving, and incredibly hard-hitting. Imagine the Doctor post-Time War, but times a million. Of course, there would be glimmers of hope in this incarnation, but what if the 14th Doctor's journey comprised of climbing out of a cesspit he finds himself in? Perhaps a metaphor of the experience he'd have with the showrunner he has to work with. Number 6, Olivia Colman. Yet another 13th Doctor contender back in the day, the brilliant Olivia Colman is an actor we would definitely not mind seeing in the role of the Doctor. From her natural comedic timing in Hot Fuzz to grittiness in Broadchurch and incredible dramatics in The Crown, she ticks all the boxes for a fascinating 14th Doctor. Some actors would be adept at looking into one aspect of the Doctor's personality, whereas some, like Colman, could dive incredibly deep into the Doctor's psyche, using her incredible range to explore more of the Time Lord we think we know than anyone else could. Without a doubt, she could be fun, adventurous, stern, emotional, friendly, and wondrous in one finely tuned package, and she's no stranger to Doctor Who herself, so she might even be keen. Number 5, Hugh Laurie. Back in his early career, Laurie may not have fit the still loose mold for that of the Doctor. Though he would have been excellent as this goofy, laid-back, almost careless Doctor, it wouldn't have necessarily been right. Then, House happened. The bitterness of a brilliant mind amidst the lesser masses almost perfectly exemplifies a more brash Doctor. Though Laurie's comedic past could be threaded through this more stern, almost Cumberbatch Sherlockian approach, bringing that twinkle that always comes with even the most disgruntled, brooding Doctors. Perhaps we could have a Doctor that wouldn't even try because every fibre of his brain is telling him it's not worth saving this planet or species, or have no qualms with destroying a threat without even a thought of giving them a chance to back down. Someone so devoid of hope that they need the vibrancy of the universe to bring back that curious, ever-loving Time Lord that's still inside. Hugh Laurie would be just incredible, if not as the Doctor themselves, as a series arc villain in the future. Okay, this next entry is a little more off the wall, definitely not feasible, but still fun to talk about nonetheless. Number 4, Tom Holland. If you want to get bums on seats for the show, cast a big name. You can't deny the ratings have gone down significantly since Chibs took the reins, so a shot of adrenaline in the TARDIS's veins is exactly what is needed. Tom Holland is arguably the most popular young actor in the world right now, and he could definitely bring something new to the series. Casting a younger actor has worked in the past with Peter Davison and Matt Smith, so why not give it another bash? Take this ancient being known as the Doctor and put them through a younger body's eyes. Tom Holland could bring so much life to the role, being this innocent hero who struggles with rising to the occasion because of self-doubt, whilst having a high morality that makes them see the good in everyone and wishes to give even the darkest villain a chance at redemption. As said though, this will never happen. Tom is way too busy smashing it in Hollywood. Oh well, moving on. Number 3, Hayley Atwell. My personal top pick for the second female Doctor, Hayley Atwell will be this absolute badass of a Time Lord, but still be the caring character the Doctor pretty much always is. Take Agent Carter from the MCU, a strong, intelligent, combat-trained character, and plonk her in the TARDIS. Major Jon Pertwee doing Kung Fu vibes coming from this potential Doctor, and I am all for it. If units are ever revived, since they were basically killed off during Series 12, thank you Chibnall, you could really see this Doctor being actual best buds with Kate Stewart and Osgood, fighting whatever foe might find themselves up against this trio of terrific women. Hayley Atwell would also just be great in this role. She's a fantastic actress, no stranger to sci-fi, and definitely has a fan base she could bring to an almost dwindling show. Number 2, Tom Hiddleston. Our final more ambitious pick, why not have the brilliant Tom Hiddleston step foot in the TARDIS? Yes, it's another MCU choice, but they do know how to find talent. Take the mischievous, calculating Loki we've seen from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and tie it in with the more dramatic leading roles we've seen from Kong Skull Island and the Night Manager. Hiddleston is also an incredibly charming actor, and let's face it, he's flipping gorgeous. Imagine a Doctor who definitely stuck all their points into the charisma slot on their character creator, almost making them a manipulator for hopefully good. Hiddleston's range would complement just how much the Doctor can be put through in a series, and although, as said, it's unlikely, it definitely wouldn't at all be a bad choice. And number 1, Idris Elba. If everyone apparently wants Tom Hardy over him to play the next Bond, why not have Idris Elba play the other iconic British face changer? He's my personal number 1 pick for the next Doctor, as I am craving a slightly older, grittier, calculating, but still brilliant Doctor, much like Capaldi's 12th. It's almost criminal he's not been offered the role yet, and I think he would be truly magnificent. Elba would bring wit, authority, and a presence that would send shivers down an enemy's spine at just the sight of this Doctor. Make no mistake, however, this Doctor would still be the bright, cheerful Time Lord we all know and love, but I could see those fires of the Doctor's psyche fresh out the Time War bubbling over again if you got on the wrong side of him. Watch out, Daleks. Luther has his hands on the TARDIS.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.